Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Jamal with a stroke of genius.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Birds at the Rodeo podcast. My name is Eric. I'm your residential Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And this is Birds at the Rodeo, man. This is a podcast where we speak everything Eagles, everything Cowboys, everything NFL, and everything in between, right?
Yep.
First and foremost, man, it's been a minute, man.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. One of my favorite aunts came down. She comes down every Thanksgiving, so she spent the weekend with us, and then her birthday is the day after Thanksgiving, so we got to spend the night with her, and then grandma came over for Thanksgiving. She's her crazy self, and she stopped by in between.
That's the bingo maniac, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, she stopped in between her bingo runs.
And that's good, good.
Her usual crazy self, so
yeah.
pretty good Thanksgiving. One of my best friends came down from, he lives in St. Louis now.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out P-Jack on Twitch, Twitter, everything. He's a streamer.
Yep.
Check that out if y'all are interested. And then, got to see some friends, got to see some family.
Yeah.
And ate a decent amount. We, like I said on the episode before we left, we still have Thanksgiving leftovers to this day.
Yeah, I do. I still have some in the fridge. I'm not going to lie. I still have some in the fridge.
I could have made a ham and turkey sandwich. I didn't. I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
this point. But, yeah, so it's technically still Thanksgiving in my house.
Yeah, no, That's good.
How about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was good, man. Ate good food, obviously. Watched football. Got to see some people I hadn't seen in a minute. Hung out with my nephew. He's about to turn 3 this weekend, actually.
Okay.
So we're getting ready for that. It was good, man. It was good. Ate a lot of food, obviously. Knocked out Black Friday. Honestly, I was asleep for most of Black Friday. I can't complain. Like I said, I got good food. I was around good people. So all in all, it was a good Thanksgiving break for me. But let's backtrack a little bit, because there was a game played for us before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We played the Los Angeles Rams in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you caught that game Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I watched it.
Hey, man, look. Nick Sirianni is slowly but surely earning my faith and trust back. Slowly but surely. I like the poise in which he handled that game. Really, honestly, you haven't heard me complain about Nick Sirianni in a few weeks.
Right.
Which is a good thing. Saquon Barkley, he is continuing to build his case for MVP. That dude just gashed the Rams, bro. It was insane.
Right.
Our offense is humming along. Jalen Hurts isn't putting up the gaudy numbers, but that's okay. He doesn't need to right now. He doesn't need to right now.
They're winning games.
Our defense is playing at an elite level. We went in there. We handled business against the Rams. I expected them to be a tough out, and they were in the first half. But, man, once we got that running game going, bro, it's over. Because once Saquon can hit any hole and take it 70 yards, bro, it's over, man. So all in all, very solid performance. Very happy with that performance. We went into a tough environment, and we came in and we dominated, man. We came out with the win, and yeah, man. I'm trying not to be super confident, like overconfident in what's happening right now. But no, like I said, we went in there, got the job done against the Rams, and all in all, great team win, great performance, all three phases of the football, and you know that momentum carried on, and we'll talk about the Ravens game later, but that momentum carried on into next week.
No, definitely. I really don't have any negatives to say. Y'all are playing really well right now. I mean, y'all are playing like the best team in the NFL right now.
Yep.
And it starts with Saquon.
It does.
In my personal opinion, and I don't mean this in a negative way, the points are the points. My thing is, if y'all didn't use a tush push, I think he would be the unanimous MVP right now. Now that doesn't. I don't think it takes away. Like, I'm not trying to say that works for y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if in the case of Saquon's MVP, if he had half of the touchdowns that Jalen Hurts gets from the tush push,
right?
Because I think it was right before the Rams game, they put a stat on the board. It said something like Saquon had like 8 rushes go down to the 1 yard line, and Jalen Hurts had like 7 tush push touchdowns.
Yeah.
So if you take those touchdowns and give them to Saquon, like most teams would, again, not saying it's a bad thing for your team, it worked, y'all are winning.
Right.
In the case of his MVP, if he had those touchdowns,
we take away from Saquon's greatness a little bit. Yeah,
not even his greatness, just the numbers.
Yeah,
because at the end of the year, when the MVP, like when they're voting, they're not going to see he had this many rushes to get to the 1 yard line. They're just going to see total number of touchdowns, total yards.
Right.
And so I think he should be MVP.
You think Saquon's your MVP right now?
Yeah, honestly.
Really?
Because like we said before, if it was Derrick Henry, it was Saquon. It was Derrick Henry, it was Lamar.
Yep.
They just went in. Obviously, we're still at the Rams game. Like you said, we'll talk about the Baltimore game, but they just came in and dominated them the exact same way. So
yeah, you know, it's funny. because we're already on it. I came away from watching the game against the Ravens, and I was like, dude, like Saquon, yeah, he could very well be MVP, but I literally came away from that game thinking like, my God, Lamar Jackson he's the best player in football. Like right now, 2024. December 3rd? Yeah, December 3rd, 2024. Lamar Jackson is the best player in football. Like you can't stop that dude. Cause when you think you can, he just razzle dazzles his way out of the pocket. He does whatever and he makes plays. He literally plays backyard football. And it's just you can't stop him. You can try. But you're not going to stop him, man. Like, he's going to make plays. He's going to keep his team in it.
No, there were some plays. Yeah, he made some plays where his evasiveness was just insane.
Yeah, that's what I'm, like, just that. Like, his ability to just evade anybody at any given moment is just not fair. And it's, like, it's literally Michael Vick in Madden, bro. Like, it just, yeah, I was in awe watching him. Like, I was just in awe watching him just evade the pocket, the way he manipulates the pocket. That Zay Flowers scramble for freaking 50 yards. Like, that was crazy.
Right.
That was crazy. So, yeah. Dude, I don't know. You know what's crazy? I'm not going to lie. I would love Saquon Barkley to get it. I truly would, to get MVP. But I'll be real with you. To me, there's a compelling case to be made for Josh Allen.
I would agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, did you watch that game?
Yeah.
That man put up 4 touchdowns in the snow. And he caught and he threw a touchdown pass to himself.
No, I saw it.
We saw the play, but like, I don't know what else to say to that, bro. I don't know what else to say to that. Like, Josh Allen and like, yes, Lamar Jackson's numbers are the best in the league, the best of his whole career, right? Statistically speaking, so far this season. And Josh Allen's numbers are down across the board. Yeah, we know. But look what Josh Allen is. He has led the Buffalo Bills, who I and many others believed were going to have a down year this year.
I was one of them.
Right.
I said that on this show.
Yep, I did too. I did not think the Bills were going to do much this year. And Josh Allen has come out and proved me wrong. Sean McDermott has proved me wrong as a head coach. He's got Buffalo 9-2. He went in Kansas City, gave
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Patrick Mahomes, their only loss this year.
Yep.
And he outdueled Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And, like, you just look what he's doing with nobody. I mean, yeah, they traded for Amari Cooper, but, like, he's been hurt. He's been in and out of the lineup. They haven't, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure they'll start to get on the groove as the season comes to an end and, you know, playoffs come up. But, I mean, dude, really, like, Josh Allen's been doing it by himself. He's Superman.
Yeah, he's playing. I think he definitely has a very compelling
case.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, I think of the Cam Newton year when he won MVP, because, like, he didn't – who did he have? Who was Cam Newton's best receivers? Was it what's his name? I can't even – was it Adam Thielen? No, not Adam Thielen.
Steve Smith senior.
Was Steve Smith still on that team?
I don't know if he was on the team at that point. I know he had
– I don't know if he was.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh, my God.
Well, and in Kelvin Benjamin's defense, before he got fat and the, like when he was just a, yeah, he was a good receiver.
Yeah,
like,
no, he was. He was in Buffalo initially.
Right.
Yeah. I see. We can't even think of who Cam Newton had that year, bro. Like Cam Newton was Superman that year.
His defense was amazing.
His defense. Well, yeah. No, I mean Buffalo's defense is no slouch either. But you know, we're talking about Josh Allen. You know, going out there week in week out and making it happen with whoever he get, with Khalil Shakir. Curtis Samuel, Amari Cooper, in and out.
Keon Coleman.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. They've been weird with him. I thought Keon Coleman was going to be a bigger part of the offense, but he really hasn't been this year, so far at least. Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid at tight end. I don't know, man. I feel like Josh Allen, like, yeah, you look at Lamar Jackson, his numbers are great, but, like, Lamar has a stacked team.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's you can't say he doesn't have a stacked team. Saquon, yeah, he's doing great. Again, he's playing behind the best O-line in football. Yeah. And I'm not making these arguments against these guys. I'm just saying, I'm saying that in favor of Josh Allen. Like, look what he's doing by himself. I think his play speaks for itself. You know, if Buffalo, if they mess around and win like 13, 14, 15 games, I don't know, man. Me personally, I'd probably be more inclined to give it to Josh Allen.
I feel like if all the teams have the same amount of wins, I think it'll still that's when the stats will come into play. So if his numbers aren't good enough, I get the argument. I just don't think.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, you know, to see how he finishes down the stretch. Yeah. I'll say this too. If Saquon, because I don't know if you saw, but Eric Dickerson, he like challenged Derrick Henry and Saquon
to see who like would have.
He said 2,105 yards, fellas. That's the number to get. And Saquon is on pace to shatter that. So, if Saquon Barkley doesn't, man, again, a Philadelphia Eagle has never won MVP. So, obviously, I'm here for him to make history in that regard. Can he do it? Yes. Will he? I mean, let's be honest. The MVP is a quarterback award at this point.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not – and I'm not going to lie. Like, truth be told, like, I love Lamar, so, like, I would love for him to get a third MVP. Like, he's deserving of it. But you know what, man? Like, this might be Josh Allen's moment, bro. Like, and I guess in me saying that, too, it's also, like, again, he went into Kansas City. They're the only team to knock off the Chiefs so far. Now, granted, you know, I wanted to talk to you about that, too. Like, just, you know, the Chiefs, how are they looking to you and everything? But, I mean, this might be Josh Allen's moment. This might be, like, the year where Josh Allen might surprise everybody and actually, like, go and beat a Baltimore or a Kansas City in the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, again, in comparison to Cam Newton's season, like, he led the Panthers to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think Josh Allen is obviously – I think he's one of the top five talent, and I think he's one of the guys that can absolutely carry a team to the Super Bowl. So, I don't know, man. I think everything is lining up for Josh Allen to I guess, be the underdog MVP, because that's what it's looking like right now, right? Again, all the odds were against him. You know, coming in, they traded Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis left. so many defensive injuries. They let Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer go. He had every reason to have a down year this year, and he's done the opposite. So, I don't know. Josh Allen, for me right now, he probably has my vote. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Well, I'd agree that he has, like, an argument for MVP. I don't agree with all that other stuff.
But like, such as?
Him being able to carry a team, even this being the year he finally does it. I mean,
I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying he's capable of doing it. It might be.
I don't agree.
Well, we'll see. But
well, because it's like this. The Cowboy fan always bringing up Dak. It's like the same way until.
Well, you better bring up Dak?
Just the same way Dak hasn't done it. That would be like me saying, every year could be like, this is the year he does it. Like,
yeah, but
Josh Allen has. I think he's won. Like, I know he's gone. He's gone to one AFC championship in his career, and then
he bought out. He just
no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did when he lost to Kansas City in overtime.
That was in. He bought out in that game, but to get there, he did not ball.
No,
out. And he bought out in that game, lost, and then the games to get there, he did not ball out and played no one. That is going to be like, because when you look at playoff success.
Mm-hmm. Or lack thereof.
I'm always going to look at who was on the other side of the field. If you're giving that person credit for a win.
Mm-hmm.
Playing Tyler Huntley is not the same as playing Lamar Jackson.
Uh-huh.
You win in that game. You won a playoff game.
Yes.
But, like, that's not – I don't think that should be
– He didn't go toe-to-toe with Lamar.
I'm saying that should not – if you won that playoff game, you put your team in like this to go on. But then when the conversation comes up – about like your greatness and what you can do, I don't mm-hmm. think that should be used as a marker of like what he's able to do.
I think Josh Allen is I think he's a top five player in the league, and I think he is absolutely one of the handful of QBs that can carry a team to a Super Bowl. I don't think Dak Prescott can do that. I don't think he'll ever be able to do that.
What are you basing? You thinking Josh Allen?
I think he's more talented than Dak Prescott. I think.
What supports that?
Like, what do you mean? What supports that? Like, what makes me believe that?
Yeah, like other than like, or is it just your opinion, your eye test?
Well, that and like, dude, like,
because you know the numbers say
Josh Allen. Opposite. Josh Allen, like. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. To me, Dak Prescott is like, his ceiling is very, very good. But I don't think he's good. Like, I don't think Dak Prescott could carry a team. Like, because, okay, let's look at it this year, right? Now, granted, I know Mike McCarthy, you know, not a good coach or whatever, although people are starting to give him more credit recently. I don't know if you've seen that, but.
We can talk about it when we later. That's ridiculous.
but whatever.
The guy I'm talking about, I want to talk to him, Dakota. Dakota came out and said he. Keep going. We'll get there.
Okay. Like this year, right? I guess, you know, and Dak had more to deal with and whatnot. But I mean, coming into the season, you didn't have a running game, right? Fair, whatever. But you had a number one receiver in CeeDee Lamb. You had on paper, you had a pretty good defense. I know Deron Bland was coming into the season hurt, but you had all your other horses, right? Like on paper, Dak Prescott came into the season with a better team than Josh Allen did. Would you agree?
I think. Yeah, he had a number one receiver other than Josh, but his defense, even on paper. Was not good.
And you wouldn't say y'all's defense was better than Buffalo's heading into the season?
No.
You really?
No, our defense.
With Micah, DeMarcus, all your guys healthy except for Deron Bland. You don't think so?
No, because Trayvon Diggs was coming back from an ACL first, and then even like what does on paper mean? Because from game two, they sucked. In game one, was against Deshaun Watson.
I'm saying like heading into the season. Y'all were looked at as doing better.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
By me, but like by most, doing better than what y'all ended up doing. To me, like I feel like the Cowboys had a higher ceiling, I guess, for the season than the Bills did, I guess, on paper. Would you disagree with that?
I don't really remember like what the I just don't know why like. Would the team, even coming into why would that matter?
Because like
when they came out and sucked.
I'm saying all this to say like Dak Prescott had a better team around him initially, right? Whatever, like things played out the way they played out, whatever. Josh Allen, he came into the season, and again, a lot of people, myself, yourself included, did not think they were going to do good. We thought Josh Allen was going to be bad. We thought Sean McDermott was going to get fired. All of this and that. And he's done nothing but win. And he's carried them.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, on paper, you could, like, say his defense was worse on paper. They're playing a billion times better than Dak's defense. Like,
yes.
And this season, I think was, I mean, this is a terrible season for me, as a Cowboys fan, as a Dak Prescott supporter, because it was just terrible coming into it. Because
he's getting taken to the woodshed, but...
What does that mean?
You've never heard that saying before?
I mean, like, I know what... Because, like, everybody...
And, I mean, I'll talk to you about the... Actually, I guess we can talk about that now, too, but, like, I mean, everybody's coming for his head with the contract and everything, and...
They're not looking at things rationally. Because first of all, because I think who Troy no it wasn't Troy Aikman I think it was Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, yes,
came
he did.
Out and said something along the lines of he wouldn't have made Dak Prescott the highest paid player in the NFL because he's not the best player in the NFL. That is not how it works. Everyone can agree.
Yes.
Who's the best player in the NFL?
Like, unanimously, I guess it's Patrick Mahomes.
Season by season, Patrick Mahomes. Everybody can agree that.
Yes.
He is not the highest paid player in the NFL.
No, he is not.
He hasn't been the highest paid player.
He never has.
The top five players that pay, I think, is Dak, I think Jordan Love.
Joe Burrow. Trevor Lawrence.
That's not, just not how it works.
Right.
So, if you can't even grasp that, there's no point in it. But once you can finally grasp that the QB market is not set by just the best player getting the most money.
It's not.
No, I don't know. I'm pretty sure none of the individual markets are that way. Because it's next man up. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets paid recently becomes the most paid player.
Yep.
So, that's how that works.
Yep.
And now for the people, because on our docket is where we trade Micah or trade Dak.
Well, hold on, because before you get there, I want to wrap up the Josh Allen Dak thing too. I don't know, man. Yeah, and I guess I'll come back to it. The eye test, man. Like, I feel like I've seen more from Josh Allen, and I feel like I've seen more with, I guess, relatively speaking, a little bit less.
I think there, like you said, you mentioned his ceiling.
Yeah.
I think you can like, guess what their ceiling would be, but at this point in their career, there might be potential there, but at this point, their ceilings have been exactly the same with Josh Allen getting one more playoff game win because he played Tyler Huntley. I think Josh Allen has led the league in passing touchdowns. If not, he's been up there
because he's definitely been up there.
Very high touchdown.
He throws a lot of touchdowns,
And they both second team All Pro, second in MVP voting before.
And maybe for me, it's just like the innate, like I'm not a firm believer in Dak Prescott being on that level. Like that's you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. Like when I think of like the top dogs at the quarterback position, I don't think of Dak Prescott on that level. Me personally, I don't. That's just where I stand on it.
But he's done the same thing as those guys have done.
Yeah, I know. And again, I know you don't believe in the eye test or whatever. That's just me. It is what it is.
Yeah. Because the eye test is so opinionated.
Yes, it is.
Their accomplishments are facts set in stone.
If you ask me who do I believe in to pull out a playoff win, in crunch time, if it's Dak Prescott or Josh Allen, I'm rolling with Josh Allen, bro.
Well, I can respect that opinion.
You disagree.
Like I said on whatever episode that was, I have them in the same category. Their ceilings are the same. Whoever you get, you're getting a second-team all-pro level player who's capable of leading the league in touchdowns, who's capable of leading a team to a 12-13 win season, mm-hmm. and needs a lot of things to go right to win playoff games.
I don't think Josh Allen needs a lot of things right to win a playoff game, though.
Based off of his career and the playoff games he's played,
I know.
The ones he's won, he needed a lot of things to go right. And the ones he's lost, minimal things have gone wrong. And like the Chiefs game, it was a shootout. And there was a very little margin for error.
Yes.
And so when he couldn't make it, when there's no room to make mistakes, he's not going to win. And then the games where he does win.
Well, he also didn't get the ball back, but.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're just going like, you know, and this is what happens when you start talking about like they're really good and the great players, right? That's when you start to pick and choose and like knick-knack, you know what I'm saying? But I'm right with Josh Allen. Like that's where I'm at with it. But yeah, trading Micah and Dak. Now I want to because Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving. I'm at the dinner table, and I'm surrounded by a whole bunch of Cowboys fans. And they are talking about trading Micah and not trading Dak. And their whole thing was like, well, Micah, because, you know, Micah hasn't gotten paid yet. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, you're not going to get, like, if you trade Dak, I guess, like, you wouldn't get nothing for Dak. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that, but.
Well, you wouldn't get, well. Okay, you wouldn't get nothing for Dak. You would get, get more for Micah.
You think so?
I do think so.
So who? Okay, but like who?
But
who would you trade?
I mean, if you had to trade
somebody, Micah, who you traded?
I'd trade Micah.
Okay. One. Okay.
But Dak cannot get traded.
We know he has no trade clause.
Why? But
I mean, obviously, that's like the elephant in the room, though, right? Like, and yeah, okay, yeah. Like, I don't even think it's a he cannot be traded. Dak would have to want to be traded.
It's like I said, it's one of those. It's so improbable. It is impossible that Dak would choose to be traded from the most profitable franchise, where he's the face of the most profitable franchise in all of sports.
Yeah,
he's one, that's just for him.
Yeah.
Two, the team isn't. It's not like the team is terrible. We have something to build on, and so any team that would be trading for Dak is an awful team. The Raiders, the Giants, the Commanders are good again.
Who else is a QB needy team?
Basically, all these teams that are in the lottery, looking to get Shador and Cam Ward,
right.
and Quinn Ewers, like those are the teams like. Dak would not want to go to any of those teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
and I don't think a lot of teams would be that. I think there are very few teams that would be willing to trade for him anyway.
Yeah,
because he is the highest paid quarterback in the league. So unless you're ready to contend, you're not even going to put yourself in that situation to sign him because he'd be going to a rebuilding team, and it'd be hard to rebuild with that amount of change going to one guy. We can afford it because we already have most of our guys paid, and we freed up enough cap space to even sign Micah next season.
Yeah.
So if anybody who Jerry says we don't have enough money, he's lying. We have just like he lied and said we didn't have enough money to sign Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
We have they're lying.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you said, if I had to trade one,
I would
trade Micah. Because,
okay.
Yeah, I do think we would get the most value for him.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just feel like
But you don't think? I mean, you don't think anybody's going to get traded, right?
No, neither will be traded. Because that's another thing. I can't think of another All-Pro player drafted by the Cowboys that they traded away. I can't even think of just like really good. Amari Cooper is one of the only people I can think of recently that like we traded away, and everyone would like everyone can agree it was a bad idea. Yeah. We let guys kind of walk in free agency sometimes, but it's usually like a Tyron Smith situation, end of their careers.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done for the season already. He was already having a bad season this year.
He's done.
I said that going into the offseason when it was the controversy between whether we would sign whether we would sign CD, whether we would sign Dak.
Yeah.
Jerry doesn't just let our guys go away. They say when we look and ask them to sign other free agents, and they tell us we like our guys, they mean that.
They mean that literally.
Yeah, they don't just mean that in the sense we're not going to sign it. They mean that like, we're going to keep these guys in-house.
Right. Well,
so, no, I don't think either will be traded.
I mean, and I'm just throwing this out there. I mean, you never know. Maybe Dak Prescott just wants a fresh start. You never know. We'll see. It's probably very unlikely, like you said, but who knows? We'll see how that plays out. But you know, speaking of, you know, y'all and the season not going well and everything, I mean, how were your thoughts on the Thanksgiving game against the Giants? How did you feel?
Like I said, when we beat the Commanders, beating a conference, that was also, even when I thought we were full-on tank mode, I still thought that was a game we might be able to win because the Giants, at this point, they got to be the worst team in the NFL. Panthers have put together a few games. Yes. The Browns are even looking better with Jameis.
Oh God! We gotta talk about that too. That game last night, point, man.
The Giants. Even with backups and all that, I'm because like you said, another thing though, but we can't tank right. And I just think when it comes to tanking, I think it's because players don't want to tank.
No. Of course not. Of course. I guess like to truly tank right, you have to be like so bad
that you couldn't win if you wanted to.
Like, yes, you just don't have any talent.
Right?
Like the Giants. Like, we're not going to get it done. We're not going to figure it out. Like, Malik Nabers, he's going to be pissed off for the rest of the season. Maybe I take back my comment that the Cowboys can't tank, right? Because, I mean, I don't know. Who do y'all play this week?
The Bengals.
Okay. Oh,
hey, my God. Cooper's done it before. That was one of the teams right he beat now, in that 4-1 stretch.
I'm going to say this right now. If the Bengals lose to the Cowboys like this, Zach Taylor deserves to be fired.
I agree.
I'm going to say it right now.
Is it in Dallas? I think it's in Cincinnati.
If the Bengals lose that game, Zach Taylor, you deserve to be fired.
Do you know if Zach Taylor is a defensive coach?
No, he's an offensive guy.
There's offense isn't the problem.
No, it's the defense. Lou Amarillo is their defensive coordinator. But, like, I don't know. I haven't been a firm believer in Zach Taylor since the Super Bowl, honestly, since they made the Super Bowl. But I'm going to tell you right now, because it's literally just like in Go Blue, you see me rocking my Michigan sweater.
Oh, I was gonna bring it up.
Yeah, listen. We suck this year, but Ohio State, y'all suck so bad. Ryan Day, you are such a clown. You couldn't even beat a poverty Michigan team. I hope you get fired, bro.
And see, that was going to be my exact sentiment because I have a lot of friends that are Texans fans. So that was a part of when we were tanking. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was watching that game with my brother, and he was at one, like we've been saying, first half of the games, even it was against y'all and the Texans. First half was one way, and we were kind of winning, not winning, but keeping it close. And I remember my brother just being like, no, what are we doing? Like, we need to lose. And I was like, hey, man, if we beat the Eagles or we beat the Texans, we beat these teams while in this state, that's just another thing. Like, another thing I get to rub in someone's face. Like, I'm okay with that.
No, I'm sorry. If Zach Taylor, if the Bengals do not win this game against y'all, he deserves to be fired, man. Period, point blank, the end. He deserves to be fired. Speaking of head coaches getting fired, Matt Eberflus, I called that too. He is out in Chicago. The Bears made the first right move all season.
They fired the other guy.
They fired Shane Waldron, too.
Took a couple weeks.
Oh, my God, man. I'm going to say right now, all the Bears need to do is back that Brinks truck up to Ben Johnson's house and offer him as much money as possible. I know you want to, but like,
we need to get back to because I don't. What's going on, guys? I thought we all agreed that Mike was done.
Yeah, dude, bro.
I don't know what's going on.
Jerry even like.
Well, because see, Jerry, I know
he just
Jerry's
put it
gonna,
out there, right? Like
he's because what. I think what Jerry said was he's not going to fire him. That was never a thought because he doesn't fire coaches.
Yeah.
he was just not going to get extended. But now
didn't he say like an extension is not off the table?
I forgot what he said exactly. But I know for a fact today, Dak basically came out and said something along the lines of
supporting Mike McCarthy.
Well, full in support, but he was basically saying that he thinks that basically Mike didn't have a good chance this year or something. I didn't watch the full interview.
You're not here for that?
No, absolutely not. He didn't have the best roster. He didn't. Well, I'm talking about the roster offensively was fine, except the running back position. You would think, but
hey, I mean, you had a young. I mean,
when Rico gets the ball, he's no scrub.
No,
he wouldn't be like. No, no. He wouldn't be a top.
Ideally, 10 he's probably y'all's change of pace back, not your feature back.
Exactly, but I think. We just weren't. We were trying the Zeke thing. Deuce was getting carries up the middle. We were not. We just didn't commit to Rico.
Y'all literally fumbled the bag, man.
We did not commit to Rico being our. Well, I don't know. We didn't. That would have obviously been the first option. Yeah. But with the team constructed and what Mike McCarthy had, while I'm still not okay with it, because like I said, the roster, everything but running back could have been improved. Running back was the only place that could have been improved, but with what he had, he didn't commit to Rico early enough as our lead back, as our guy.
Yeah.
Even though he wouldn't have been the best running back, he was no Derrick Henry, he's no Saquon. It would have been better than
what you got this season.
He's the best of what we had,
right?
And when he's shown at this point of the season,
you might as well see what he can do.
And he's shown this at this point of the season that if he can get those carries and the line can block for him. He can be decent enough to where Mike could have had enough to work with.
Right. But he hasn't done that.
No.
Mike McCarthy.
And I'm so mad at him, actually. Like, because it'd be one thing because like I said, I'm never going to really be mad about beating a division rival or there are certain teams I just don't like.
Right.
But I'm mad because. One, the defense is playing a lot better than they were when we even had a chance.
Mm.
Whether that was against the Commanders or against the first half in the Eagles game, first half in the Texans game, they've shown how we got those first halves out of them when Dak was hurt. When not only Dak, a lot of the other players weren't injured.
Right.
The season would have looked a lot different. And even offensively, I'm seeing plays ran right now that I've never seen before. Now that. I can understand, like, players might not want to tank, but front offices, coaches,
they should
be on board with that. You shouldn't be pulling out. We ran a play to Luke Shoemaker. It was a fake toss.
Luke looks like he's figuring it out now.
He's getting
the catches. He's getting the touches.
I guess. Actually, Mozzie's also looked a little bit decent,
but
I'm
like, coming around
but
now.
Because it's like they're doing this in games that don't mean anything.
Yeah, meaningless football.
So I
wouldn't call it meaningless football, but
it means less than it did earlier in the season.
Yeah.
It's like there was a chance
maybe they can build momentum on finishing the season strong into their performances, but
there was a time in the season where we were still
you needed them to step up
and they weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
Like I said, that was just the players playing better. Because like I said, players don't want to take. But Mike McCarthy calling plays I've never seen before.
It's
almost a slap in the face. Because if you were capable of that, where was it? I came on this show every single week begging you to flip that switch that you flipped last year after the bye week.
Right.
I held out week after. Maybe this is the week. Maybe this is the week. Maybe it would never happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it still really hasn't happened, but there's flashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it. I'm sick. I need him gone.
Yeah.
No type. There no contract extension, nothing.
I don't know, man.
We need a full, clean slate.
Rehaul.
In the coaching office.
Yeah.
There are a couple individual coaches I like, but if it takes all of them got to go, all of them got to go. Lunda Wells, our O-line coach, he's pretty good. What's his name? I can't. Al Harris, our D-back, our defensive backs coach, amazing.
Yeah.
But if we can't keep those two and those two only,
yeah,
we need a complete rehaul.
Yeah. I don't know. It's looking like they may run that back with Mike, man.
It's looking like they might run that back with Mike.
That'll be the easiest way to have nobody a part of this fan. Because there are guys out there that hate Dak, and I get that. But at the end of the day, they know his contract is signed. He's our quarterback.
He's there, yeah.
We have a chance right now to get out of to never have Mike McCarthy again. And if he doubles down on it, a lot of people will be out. I know. So good luck, Jerry. I don't know. I really don't know what that looks like, because even at this point now, I know there are a lot of people out, but we're still the most watched team. The seats, the stadium still sells out. So
still the richest team
until
in
those
sports.
Things start getting affected. Jerry's not going to do anything.
Nope. He is sure not. You talked about Jameis. You brought the Browns. Mm-hmm. Did you see the game last night?
Yeah. He's a funny dude.
I posted on Bleacher Report. You know what I said? I said, Jameis Winston, like, the good thing about Jameis Winston is that he'll throw his team into games. And then I said, unfortunately, the bad thing about Jameis Winston is that he'll throw his team out of games.
Right.
This guy is – he is the walking epitome of 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Like, that dude had 4 passing touchdowns, 3 interceptions. 2 pick sixes. Should have been 3, but 2 pick sixes.
I think I forgot what he said, but he said something like he
I
prayed.
I didn't even see. What did he say?
He like prayed to be delivered from pick sixes, or like to be repent. Like he's.
It's just you can't, like, God almighty, dude. How it's crazy, because like how can you be like so talented, but yet like you're your own worst enemy. I can't.
He's an anomaly. We've never seen anything like that.
Because, dude, like, if he would have cut down on the interceptions, he would have never left Tampa.
He's so consistently himself. That's like.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I like, literally, and I'm not even joking. When I said, when he threw the first pick six, I literally said, we're due for a Jameis Winston interception. And then the pick six happens. The first one, at least. Oh, my God, dude. I don't even know. Yeah, the Browns, man, they need to go shopping again for the quarterback position, bro. I mean, they'll probably bring Jameis back. I don't know. Because that dude, he's only 30 years old, but, dog, I cannot trust my offense to you full time. I can't do it.
I don't think he's a starter in the league. I think he's a great backup. I think he's a great backup in a situation like that. A backup, like, even like a backup for the Cowboys, where the start, not a backup to where the starting quarterback is hurt for a little bit, and y'all just need to keep afloat because you never know what you're gonna hit. He's a perfect backup in this on a team where the starting quarterback is done for the season, so you're just kind of
you're just done
with the season. You need somebody to be out there, make it exciting. Yeah,
whatever. Oh my God, man, I watch him play, and I'm just like, dude, like, how?
It's fun to watch as an innocent bystander.
It's honestly just insane. Like, I've never seen this.
Yeah.
Like you said, yeah, he's absolutely an anomaly. Like, I've never seen this. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. On the opposite side of that, though, I will admit, Sean Payton and the Broncos, they are looking pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Bo Nix looks like he's figuring it. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Bo Nix is a gunslinger.
Yeah.
Like, the way he was throwing that thing, he's a gunslinger, bro. Like, and you got to be careful with that, because I guess, I don't know if we define Jameis as a gunslinger, but you see the guy on the other side, man. Be careful. Because, shoot, that touchdown pass, that 93-yard touchdown pass to Marvin Mims,
yeah,
that could have easily been picked off. But you know what? I'll give credit when credit is due. Shout out to the Broncos and Sean Payton. They're 8-5 now, heading into the bye week.
Bo Nix should win Rookie of the Year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Over Jaden Daniels?
Well, yeah.
I think Jaden, he's starting to find his groove again. Washington, they beat up on the Titans.
The Titans are.
They're bad. I know, but like he bought out though. Jaden Daniels, he was doing pretty good.
But I think the team got kind of exposed by not like none of they haven't beaten any good teams really.
Washington.
Yeah, and even us losing to us, even the
they should have lost to Chicago.
Right, and even the game they played against us, it looked crazy at the end of all that. But that was a game we dominated. We should have won that. We were winning that game.
So you got Bo Nix for Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can see it.
Especially because the season's not over, so if they can continue, I think
they might make the playoffs.
The Broncos are 8-5, and
they might make the playoffs.
Commanders are what, 9-3, 8-3, 10.
I think they might be 8-4.
Let me see just to make sure.
I think they're 8-4.
So yeah, I think they're like one. If that's the case, they're one game in between each other.
Yeah.
With the Broncos really trending up, yeah. Broncos are 8-5, and yep. the Commanders are. Oh, they're both 8-5.
They're 8-5. Yeah. No, man. I mean, I could definitely see why you make the argument for Bo Nix. He seems to be, you know, heating up down the stretch, and you know the Broncos. I don't think anybody anticipated that. I surely didn't.
No, definitely not.
But along those lines, I kind of want to check in on the sleeper teams again. I'm gonna say this right now. I was wrong about the Atlanta Falcons. I thought Kirk Cousins was gonna figure it out.
I thought he was gonna be the one to get Kyle Pitts involved.
He is, but like, oh, dude, 4 interceptions, man.
Yeah, no, that was a terrible week, terrible game.
Everybody's already calling for Michael Penix, bro. Everybody's already calling for him.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought he'd come and.
They're not gonna play Michael Penix though, because like, dude,
no.
They paid Kirk way too much money.
Right.
They paid him way too much. Because what you gonna do? You gonna bench Kirk Cousins? Then what?
And they're still technically a playoff team. They're still first in their division.
Yeah,
right now.
They're not gonna bench Kirk. But like, I don't even know. I don't know what Atlanta's gonna do, because I don't know why you like. I don't know why you drafted Michael Penix Jr. if you were gonna sign Kirk to that deal.
Right.
Like, if it's me personally, like, I'll roll the dice with a rookie quarterback, because at least I can pay him on a fixed pay scale, right? And we can see what he got for a good 3-4 years. But Kirk, what did he get? A guarantee was another $84 million.
Yeah, I wouldn't have brought. I would have taken the gamble on the rookie quarterback. And I'm normally big on a established veteran, right. Established player.
Dude,
over a rookie. But not Kirk Cousins.
You could have gotten Michael Penix Jr. in the second round. I guarantee you could have got him in the second round. Because nobody was going to take him in the first. Everybody was scared away from him in the first.
But the fact that they did, it's like.
Atlanta, I'm questioning their GM, man. I forgot his name, but I think it's Terry something. But Terry Fontenot, maybe.
Like I said, I wouldn't have. Kirk Cousins wouldn't have been the quarterback I chose over the start. Like
I think
he's a decent quarterback, but that, like you said, I don't think he's ever shown eye test or accomplishment stats wise anything that proves that he's going to be that quarterback that gets you over the hump.
Kirk is steady. Like he's steady. He'll have a horrible game every now and again. Like Kirk is steady. Like that's the best way to describe him.
I think the perfect word is like, and I don't mean this disrespect. I mean it at its exact definition is mid. Middle,
mid,
like,
adequate.
He's right there in the middle of quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I don't know what Atlanta's thought process was doing that, but hey man, they put themselves in that situation. The Chargers though.
Definitely not a sleeper team I chose, but
no, I did though.
Oh well, yeah, right then.
I said it, man. Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, God, please, hey, get Justin Herbert a receiver.
Yeah. I wanted to, because I remember when we decided to take a break. One of the reasons I almost was like we don't is because of Justin Herbert. That game he played. He did everything he possibly could.
Dude.
I'm normally very low on Justin Herbert. I think he's gotten a lot of credit that he didn't deserve.
That's interesting. But
that game right there, he got a lot of respect for me.
Dude, I'm telling you, watch every game this season. He is throwing his team, like I said with James Winston, Justin Herbert don't turn the ball over, though. He is throwing his team into the games, bro, into win. Get that man a number one receiver. Lad McConkey's nice, but I think he's best suited as number two.
Yeah, he'd be a really good number two receiver.
Yeah, absolutely. Get him a receiver. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I will not be surprised at all if the Chargers draft Colston Loveland, Michigan tight end. I will not be surprised at all. That's Jim Harbaugh's guy. He nurtured him into the best best tight end in college football for the past 3 years, and then he left. I will not be surprised if he drafts him. But they need to get Justin Herbert a number one receiver. I don't know what the free agent wide receiver market is looking like yet. I don't know. But they need to go out and get him one. And I'll say this too, shout out to Justin Herbert, because he came out and he defended Quentin Johnston again, and he said, I gotta put the balls in better places, whatever. You really don't, but what I get what you're doing, right? You're protecting your guy, I get it. But man, Quentin Johnston, dog.
I'm trying to think. I think all the best receivers,
that dude dropped either, dimes.
I'm trying to think like who they could get, because like all the best receivers are either young in terms of maybe just gotten paid, like Justin Jefferson, CD, Jamar Chase. Chase hasn't gotten paid yet.
But did Devontae Adams? Is he on the last year of his deal?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm gonna tell you right now. If Aaron Rodgers ain't coming back, Devontae Adams ain't coming back to the Jets. I don't think so.
I wouldn't put Devontae Adams up in that. Like,
I'm gonna say,
I think he'd be a number one. But I think,
you know, he's gonna be a free agent too.
Who?
Justin Herbert's old number one wide receiver, Keenan Allen.
Well, I think that's part of the reason I thought
the Chargers were
not part of that. Just back to what I was saying, like one of the reasons I've been critical of Justin Herbert, because I've heard people say that same exact thing before this season, like, oh, get him some help.
Yeah,
when he's had decent players.
No, he's had this year
for sure. He needs a number one receiver again. But that's what I'm just
he's had guys, but I will say like Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, they you know, very much injury riddled receivers.
Yeah,
right.
The only older receivers who are like, who are a top receiver, like AJ Brown, he's locked in with the Eagles. Tyreek is locked in with the Dolphins, and all the other guys are young and locked in with their teams. There aren't too many like.
Yeah, like, I gotta look at the market again.
I can't see him getting a top 15 receiver.
It would have to be the draft.
So you think there's a receiver they could draft that would be better than Ladd McConkle? Because he's,
oh yeah, what, dude? If they go get Luther Burden from Missouri, the answer is yes, bro. This wide receiver class coming out is pretty good too, bro. But even then, like I said, like I promise you. Matter of fact, I'm going to call it right now. The Los Angeles Chargers will draft Colston Loveland. I'm calling it right now.
Well, how would they get him a top receiver if they use their first pick?
Well, Colston Loveland will probably fall. He'll probably fall in the second or third round. I'm not going to lie to you. He hasn't played much this year. Knowing Jim Harbaugh, he will get
Colston Loveland. Anybody else will snatch him up then?
Colston Loveland? Yeah, if they do, it'll be a steal. But I am literally willing to bet money that the Chargers will draft Will Johnson, Mason Graham, and or Colston Loveland. They will draft one, if not two, of those players if they can. I'm willing to call it right now. Those are Jim Harbaugh's guys. He will go after them. I promise you. Because if you look at the Chargers, man, like all they're missing is like we said, a receiver or a tight end that can help out Justin Herbert more. And they could use another corner opposite of Asante Samuel Jr. Or they could use another D tackle. And Will Johnson, best corner in this draft. I don't care. Mason Graham.
I don't know the guy.
Yeah, well, you know, I know.
Finalist for the Thorpe Award.
Whatever. If Will Johnson would have played, we'd be talking about it. But Mason Graham, best D tackle in this draft. Like Colston Loveland, best tight end in this draft. I'm booking it right now, bro. Chargers are drafting. They're definitely drafting one of those guys.
Okay, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I know y'all just beat Ohio State. If y'all have all these best players at their position, they didn't even play.
Will Johnson didn't play. Colston Loveland didn't play.
Oh, they haven't been playing.
No, Will Johnson. He's been out since week four, bro. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. Will Johnson made a business decision.
Right? I understand.
And I understand. Dude, yeah. And also, screw all you people out there that claim to be Michigan fans. Dude, I got people on Bleacher Report calling Will Johnson a quitter. I'm like, man, what? This man's making a business decision, bro. Like,
but if you're a Michigan fan, you don't care about what he wants to do.
I am totally fine with it.
I know you, like, you were.
Oh, you talking about once he leaves.
Because as a Michigan fan, they want him to play for Michigan. They don't want him to not play for Michigan.
I'm not one of those guys. I root for my guys once they leave us too, man. Shout out Blake Corum. Shout out DJ Turner. Shout out all the Wolverines in the NFL, man. No, I'm not one of those guys, bro.
Well, I think they still support them in the NFL. I'm just saying,
I just
in the terms of they still want them. They don't want them to make business decisions.
Dude,
they want them to play for Michigan and then just or
Will
go to
Johnson single handedly locked down half the field in each game last year. He helped us win a national championship. Colston Loveland was our leading receiver last year. Helped us win a national championship. Mason Graham could have packed it in too. He's been playing every game this year.
That's true. They won y'all a championship already.
Dude. Everybody can get out of here with that, man. Will Johnson made a business decision, and I'm not mad at him, dude. Hey, look.
After you've already won a ring.
Because God forbid he gets hurt on a poverty Michigan team. No, bro. No. Will Johnson, you good in my book, dog. You are forever good in my book. Now, hold on. Back to the NFL real quick. If we're talking about sleeper teams. I want to pose a question to you about one of the quote unquote top teams in the NFL, but I really don't know if they're a top team. Where are you at on the Kansas City Chiefs?
My normal, like I kind of say all the time, I kind of throw normal out the window when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. But normally, when teams have a lot of like the Eagles 1 year, y'all were 10-1. I think the last year.
We started off 10-1.
Y'all started off both seasons, the last two seasons 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember which one it was specifically, but I remember y'all had a lot of close games, and I kept in my because to me, some people might say that if you have a lot of close games, that's a team finding ways to win. That's a positive.
Yeah,
I disagree. I think that shows a team that. It's almost not just getting lucky, but it's struggling to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 10, 11 weeks into the season and you're struggling to still put it all together, you most likely don't have the ability to.
Yeah.
And so I will keep that same energy with the Chiefs, but with the slight chance that because they do have Patrick Mahomes, that might not apply to them.
Yeah.
But until he shows until he shows that it doesn't apply to him and he still can continue to win until he loses.
Yeah.
Then I think, but until, I'm going to keep that same energy. I think that's not the mark of a good team. I still think they are
Are they a top five team to you right now in the NFL? Because I don't think so, man. Watching them.
Ravens, Eagles, Lions, Bills. They might be fifth.
I'd put the Steelers in before I put them in. Me personally. I put the Steelers in.
I'd take them over. So I'd have them fit. Would you put them six? Like right if Steelers I'd probably, fifth,
God.
Them six.
Yeah, but I don't even like them at six. Did you watch the Black Friday game against the Raiders? Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, it just I don't know what it is because, and I guess I foolishly thought they drafted Xavier Worthy. I'm like, oh, all right, it's about to be, bombs away again.
And it started off that way. I don't know, a little bit.
I don't know what it is, man.
I think because he started the season off with like two touchdowns, I thought.
Who, Xavier Worthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like they're using him more as like a gadget player. Like he's not the deep field threat that I thought that we all thought he was going to be.
Right.
And again, yeah, it's his rookie year. He's still getting adjusted and everything, but I don't know, man. It just like the Chiefs do not look right. Like Travis Kelce, he's starting to get it going, but like it is very evident that man cannot run anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is not the guy he was even last year. And I don't know, man. Patrick Mahomes, he's looking pedestrian. I'm not saying he is, but what I'm saying? He's looking pedestrian. Their offense is it's really – it's dink and dunking, man. It's not chunk plays. It's dinking and dunking. If you ask me right now, I would take Buffalo over them in the AFC. I would take Baltimore over them in the AFC. Yep. I would take Pittsburgh over them in the AFC. I'm not a firm believer in Kansas City right now. Like I think they'll get into the playoffs, and then if they get the wrong matchup in the first round, I think it's over.
Yeah,
I truly think it's over. I trust the Steelers' offense more than their offense. I trust the Ravens' offense more than their offense because they got Derrick Henry now. God forbid if the Ravens played the Chiefs again and refused to run the football like they did last year, John Harbaugh need to be fired after that. Because I'm just saying, because that's crazy.
I think I agree with that 100%. I understand that, and I agree. It's just in the back of my head, there's just the nagging thought
it's
that
Patrick
they are
Mahomes.
The Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
So it's like they do have
but you
a
know
chance
what?
To beat anyone.
I guess in that, like, it's Patrick Mahomes, dog. Show me where you been at. You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't seen that Patrick Mahomes in a minute.
Well, that's – I think you haven't seen that, but it's like they're winning. And like I said,
yeah, but they're not playing like
normally. That's the mark of a bad team, but
I don't see them playing winning football right now.
His team, his organization, they've earned the respect,
and they're the defending Super Bowl champions.
To instead of looking at it as a team who hasn't put it together,
until they lose, they're in the mix.
To think of it as like they're a team that just finds a way to win.
Right, right. No, and I mean, shoot, in my opinion, they probably have the best, because I've thought about this recently too a lot. Like, in my opinion, they probably have the best head coach in NFL history, in my opinion. Can Andy Reid figure it out? Yes. Has he figured it out before? Yes. Does he have Patrick Mahomes at his disposal? Yes. The question is, will they? I don't watch them and think they're playing winning football right now. I think they're skating by in a lot of their games. And, they went up against Buffalo and look what happened. You know what I'm saying? In Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, playoffs come around, man. If you got to go to Baltimore, if you got to go to Buffalo, if you got to play at Pittsburgh, man, Pittsburgh's always a tough out. And right now, their offense is – Russell Wilson is balling right now.
Absolutely.
To be honest, like, if you ask me right now, do I have the Chiefs making the Super Bowl, I would tell you no.
Understandable.
What's your answer? Are they representing the AFC? I feel like you want to say yes so bad, but
– Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You taking them?
They have the best record in the league, and – I think they, like I said, they've earned the respect to until they lose.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
It's hard. I can't count them out.
Right. No, I get that. I get that. Speaking of the Ravens,
mm-hmm.
we played them this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like I said before, dude, I'll be real with you. Like, one of my big takeaways from that game, dude, like, Lamar Jackson is just, like, he is amazing to watch play football. Like, it is truly fun watching him play football. Like, I it's literally backyard football, and I love it, and I appreciate it so much. Obviously, not when my team is trying to chase him down, but, they kept saying it all game, and to me personally, I thought it was going to be a Game of the Year candidate. It didn't really live up to that hype. It was definitely a defensive slugfest for majority of the game, but, you know, our defense did its job. They held Derrick Henry in check, held him to 80 yards rushing. And Saquon, he really started to get it going in the third quarter. Kellen Moore, I didn't like the offensive script that he started with to start the game. We were all over the place. We weren't really giving Saquon enough touches, in my opinion. But defense, time in and time out, kept us in the game. Justin Tucker's getting old. I'm going to say it right now.
Oh, he's done. He's washed.
Do you think – okay, because – Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like,
because I saw someone say, because he's why he missed 7 points in the game, but he lost by five. No, they lost by more than. The kicks he missed definitely would have made it a different game.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So
he's
definitely, like you said, Lamar.
He's done, though.
I think, like you said, Lamar is amazing. Justin Tucker is the biggest, like,
liability
blame for that loss in that game.
Yeah, and he owned it. He owned it. Shout out to Justin Tucker for that. But you think he's done?
I think he's done as like the best kicker in like a target.
Is he the best kicker of all time?
No.
Who do you think it is?
Dan Bailey.
Really?
Yes. I just don't know another kicker who was consistent, because Dan Bailey, just like Justin Tucker, was the absolute best kicker until he wasn't. And it was the fall off was insane.
This may be a basic answer, but I think I got to go with Adam Vinatieri, man. I mean, that dude, he won Super Bowls for multiple franchises.
Yeah, Dan Bailey was a very Homer-ish pick. That was
my thing is like,
Adam Vinatieri definitely, because somebody who was that consistent and didn't have like
the biggest moments.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like we haven't seen a Justin Tucker do that in the Super Bowl. No. I don't know if we will. But.
Well, not at this point, no. I don't even know if they would kick it if it came down to it got to the Super Bowl.
I'm saying, man,
a lot of that is mental.
Yes,
it's so. I've seen it happen. Who was our kicker? Brett Maher.
Yep.
I remember we beat Tampa Bay in the playoffs. Retired Tom Brady. He missed every kick. every extra point,
Y'all cut him after that game, didn't you? I think.
No, he played in the next game, but we weren't.
Did he?
Yeah, because we played the 49ers the next game in the playoff. It was a playoff game.
I'm going to talk about them, too, in a second.
Oh, yeah.
They're done.
Done.
I mean, they've been done. But, I thought it was a great overall team performance. Baltimore's good. We're better. That's how I phrase it.
Yeah.
For me, man, we got Pittsburgh coming up soon. I'm not nervous for that game, but I know that game, like, it's crazy because, like, I literally said, like, that game's going to tell me a lot. And everybody's like, well, this game just told me a lot. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, don't sleep on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's number one in the division right now.
Yeah.
They're 9-3. Like, mm-hmm. Their defense is humming. Russell Wilson and the offense is balling.
And two of those losses came with Justin Fields, one against us.
Right. Come on, man. So it's like, come on, man.
That team that lost to us is not the same team.
No, Pittsburgh is coming. I'm not looking at them and saying, oh, no, it's going to be easy. No, absolutely not. But, I mean, you know, with that being said, man, if we finish off the season strong, man, hey, look, I'm from Michigan. I'm from Detroit. And I always, you know, root for good things for the Lions. But Philly is coming for the Lions' neck. All right, that's all I got to say. We want the Lions. I'm assuming we'll get them in the playoffs if everything goes right. And that's how I'm feeling right now. Like I said, 1 week at a time, one game at a time. Nick Sirianni, he is slowly but surely earning my trust and faith back. Yeah, man, it's good over here in Philly country right now, man. I can't even lie to you right now. I feel good. I'm just taking it 1 week at a time, and we'll see.
Yeah, understandable. Y'all are doing really well right now.
Yep. Yep.
Just building each week.
Yep. Yep. That's all we can do. Speaking of the 49ers, though, I'm going to say this right now. And I mean, I told you, Christian McCaffrey should have never played this year.
I'm sick.
She literally should have never played this year.
That's so crazy.
He literally should have never played this year. And did you know Fred Warner is playing with a fractured ankle?
I didn't know that, but.
He needs to sit, Fred.
Yeah, the season, y'all season is over, and you're the best at what you do.
Fred,
prolong that.
Get surgery and heal up, dog. Y'all not doing nothing this year. Ain't no way. Jordan Mason got hurt too. Like, bro, Brandon Ayuk's already out. Like, Trent Williams been in and out of the lineup. Kyle Shanahan, I'll give him a mulligan this year, I guess. Y'all ain't doing nothing.
Right.
Y'all ain't doing nothing. Everybody sit down, rest up. Even like. Let Brock Purdy, man. I mean, shit, I don't even know who's his backup. I think, I can't even remember. Brendan Allen, I think. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, the only thing of significance for this year for them is Brock Purdy's contract.
Right.
Which, they're going to pay him.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, but they're going to pay him. It is what it is. That's their guy. They're going to pay him.
I don't think it'll be market setting, but
I think it should be a fair deal, you know, like mid-30s.
Yeah.
You know, 40 maybe, but... You know, they're going to pay him. It is what it is. Everybody can stop that right now. They're going to pay him. They're not going to let Brock Purdy walk. All right? They're not going to try the trading up for a quarterback experiment again. I can't even see John Lynch doing that.
And, I think Trey Lance. I think Brock Purdy has earned it.
Yes, he absolutely has.
So, yeah. So, I think.
That's their guy. They're going to pay him, bro.
Right.
That's their guy. They're going to pay him. Before we get on out of here, we mentioned it before. We put off the craziest upset, and we stomped out the suck eyes. All you Ohio State fans can kiss my you-know-what. But after the game, there was a crazy fighting scene when we planted our flag on their field.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
I agree with everything. Every single side.
Okay.
I do it with everything. I'll reference it to the Cowboys. If you go score a touchdown,
yes,
you have every right to go run and celebrate at that star.
Yep.
But on the same token, I want every player on that Cowboys sideline to run at you and dog you out.
Yes.
I agree with it all. Plant your flag on that big O. And when you're in Ohio, I don't remember the guy's name, but he was almost about to break down in tears. Because I think there's an Ohio State player, he's 0-4 against you guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was distraught.
Go ahead and cry, dog.
But no cry. Go fight them.
No.
I agree with all of it. Don't go plant the flag, but then you go defend that. You defend your home. I think because I love the rivalry between you guys, between us and the Eagles.
I think
that's all a part of the game.
I think, me personally, I think Michigan, Ohio State, I think that's the biggest rivalry in sports, me personally. I think I'm with you on everything you're saying. Look, the reality of the situation is if you don't want your flag to get planted.
And that's the biggest thing.
If you don't want someone else's flag to get planted on your field, don't lose the game.
Yeah. When Cam Newton was in his MVP run, dancing on everybody, hitting them folks, dabbing, people were upset with that. If you don't want me to dance in your end zone,
don't let me score.
Don't let me in the end zone.
Exactly. Get out of here with that. No, yeah. So, look, man, if you don't want us planting our flag, beat us. It's that simple. But in the same breath, I understand. All the smoke is coming the minute we put that flag out there. I know that. I'm sure the Michigan players knew that.
Yeah.
Right?
I agreed when Baker did it. I forgot who he did it to.
I'm so glad you brought that up because here's my thing. When Baker did it, where was that energy that clown, Gus Johnson, did you hear what he was saying about us?
Mm-mm.
Talking about unnecessary, disrespectful.
No, yeah, all I this disagree and that. With that all.
Come on, man. Like, where was that energy when Baker Mayfield did it? I didn't hear not one person call out Baker Mayfield for doing that. And UT and Oregon did that to us at our home field this year.
Yeah.
Did we say anything? No. Nah, I'm not saying I would have preferred us, swing hands, whatever. But we ate it because we got dominated on our home field. It is what it is. All I'm saying is, like, where was that energy when other people were doing it?
No, it's very lame to come out
and
cry.
That's very lame, dude. That's clownish behavior, bro. Like,
it's soft.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. And it's clear you have an agenda. I'm not going to lie to you. Gus Johnson, he – how do I phrase this? He rides Ohio State hard.
Yeah.
He rides Ohio State hard. It's very evident when he calls our games. He rides Ohio State hard. Don't like it. I'm starting to lose respect for the man. It is what it is. I know he's one of the ghosts. It is what it is. I don't appreciate the way he tried to paint us. And I'm talking about Michigan. I didn't appreciate the way he tried to paint us as a program, me personally. Hey, plant your flag, bro. Plant your flag. If you don't want us to plant our flag, you beat us then. Period. Point blank, the end. Ryan Day, you suck. Ohio State, you suck. Ryan Day, you a clown. You can't even beat us when we suck, bro. Wait till next year. Oh, but you're not going to beat us.
There's no way he keeps his job.
There's no way he should. Hey, but you know what? Go ahead, Ohio State, because that's what y'all do up there. Go ahead. And y'all keep frauds up there.
And honestly, that's got to be so sickening because most people think he should have lost his job last season. So to then follow that up to it with a 10-1 season and lose probably the only game that really matters unless if you're not going to win a championship. If you're
not going to win a championship.
As long as you beat Michigan and you
that's
go
the season.
And you go 10-1,
that's the season.
His job would have been saved.
Like when I tell you, I guarantee you everybody's looking at Sherrone Moore in a whole new light because he beat Ohio State this year. I'm not. I still don't believe in him. But
this game, it could lose you or keep your job.
Yep. And Ryan Day, you suck. You can't even beat us when we suck, bro. Wait till next year when we yell with Bryce Underwood. That's all I got to say on it.
I agree with all that, except for what Gus Johnson said. It's so soft to act like that.
Nope. That's clown behavior, but it is what it is. But, hey, that's another episode of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, your residential Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And this is Birds at the Rodeo, man. Please like, comment, subscribe.
Hit the notification bell.
Hit the notification button. Follow us on all platforms at Birds at the Rodeo.
Listen to us on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts.
You can find us
Spotify,
anywhere.
Watch us on YouTube. Check us out everywhere.
All of that. We appreciate you all dearly.
Yep.
Well, adios.
Later.